Evening, gents. What's your pleasure?
Two glasses of your best beer, please, landlord.
Right away, sir. Your beer should be excellent if it's as good as your geese.
My geese?
Yes, I was speaking only half an hour ago to Mr. Henry Baker, who was a member of your goose club.
Oh, I see, yes. But them's not my geese.
Indeed. Who's then?
Yes.
Good evening.
It's a cold night.
Sold out of geese, I see.
Let you have 500 tomorrow morning.
That's no good.
Well, he's got some over there.
But I was recommended to you.
Who by?
The landlord of the Alpha Inn.
I sent him a couple of dozen.
They're fine birds, too.
Now, where did you get them from? Now then, mister, what's all this about? Let's have it straight now.
Straight enough. I should like to know who sold you the geese which you supplied to the Alpha.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
I don't know why you should be so warm over such a trifle.
Warm? You'd be warm if you were pestered as I am.
Pestered, Mr. Breckenridge?
When I pay good money for a good article, there should be an end of the business. But it's, where are the geese? Who did you sell the geese to? And a lot more besides.
Well, I have no connection with any other people who have been making inquiries.
Makes no odds to me who you're connected with. I didn't tell them, and I won't tell you.
Just as you like. Oh, I'm sorry, Watson. The bet's off.
The bet? Right. Too bad.
Bet? What bet?
I have a fiver on it with my friend here that the bird I ate was country bred. Isn't that right, Watson?
Absolutely. And I say I know a town-bred bird when I taste one.
Got it from the Alpha, did you?
From Mr. Windergate's own hands.
Then you lost your fiver. Those geese with town bread.
They were nothing of the kind.
I say they were.
I don't believe you.
Holmes, don't be a sore loser. He's always like this. Won't take anyone's word for anything.
Please, Watson.
Mr. Breckenridge, you'll never persuade me that those birds were town bred.
You want a bet?
No, I've just been taking your money.
How much?
A sovereign.
Done. Now look here, Mr. Cocksure. This is a list of my suppliers. Country folk first, then town, then. What does that say at the top of that page?
This is Oakshot, 117 Brixton Road.
Town, right. What's the lady's entry?
23rd of December, 24 geese at 7 and 6.
Thank you. And underneath that?
Sold 12 shillings each to Mr. Windergate, Alpha Inn, Bloomsbury.
Right. What do you say now?
Good night to you.
You see, terrible loser. Holmes, I say, what about my fiver?
Oh, well done, Holmes.
Thank you for your contribution. It's a masterly performance.
Oh, your after-dinner recitation tomorrow should be excellent.
What's it to be?
Billy's Rose, Christmas Day in the workhouse.
Oh, please. It was the night before Christmas.
All right.
Look, how did you know that would work?
When you see a man with whiskers of that cut and a sporting paper protruding out of his pocket, you always draw him with a bet.
Do we have to go out of Brixton? How much longer is this trail going to stretch?
Remember, Watson, a man will certainly get 7 years penal servitude unless we can establish his innocence.
Oh, so you do think he's innocent?
Well, it's possible.
Right, I've had enough of you and your
geese.
If you show your face here again, I'll set the dog on you. If I don't,
but all I want to know is,
did I buy them off you? Did I sell them to you?
No, of course not.
Then it's none of your business, is it? Now be off.
But Mrs. Oldchuck told me to ask you.
You can ask the King of Prussia for all I care. I've had enough. Now, are you going?
Don't hit me. I didn't mean no harm. Honestly, I didn't. It's just that one of them was mine. That's all. Mine.
Good evening.
Who are you? What do you want?
I couldn't help overhearing. I think I could be of assistance to you.
You? Who are you? How could you know anything about it?
It is my business to know what other people don't know. My name is Sherlock Holmes.
Fire looks very seasonal in this weather.
You look cold, sir.
Perhaps that accounts for your silence during the cab journey.
Well, I'm... that is the same.
Quite. Now then, pray tell me who it is that I have the pleasure of assisting.
My name is John Robinson.
No, the real name. It's always awkward doing business with an alias.
Oh,